Welcome back in for another edition of K1 Car Talk. Brad Dungus from Dungus Family of Autos, the home of the 995 oil change. And you're getting ready to celebrate 45 years. No, 75 years. I keep trying to cheat shot at 30 years. 75 years. Congratulations.
Hello, Charlie. Good morning. Yes, 75 years. We're celebrating all month, really. And, you know, 75 years in Bartlesville is a real accomplishment. We've taken, great pride through the years, but it was back even further, back to 1929. My grandfather and his brothers, worked in a Ford dealership in western Oklahoma, a little west of here, and it was a dream of theirs to be a Ford dealer. I think he said it was really all he ever wanted to be, was a good Ford dealer, and he was really proud of that. And to be here 75 years later, third generation business still going, and we're all real proud of it at Dungus.
Well, those are all major accomplishments. Third generation business, I mean, you don't see very many of those. 75 years for any business is huge.
Yeah, no, I've heard some statistics on that, but it's under 10% of the businesses that get going make it through to the third generation, and even fewer through the time to 75 years. It is something that's pretty rare. But it's not, you think about the car business, it's not that unique. We were recently at a Ford meeting, and we're honored for the 75th year. There was another dealer there for their 100th year. And, that's one of the unique things about the car business is it is a, it's a very entrepreneurial business. The dealerships are owned by individuals out in communities, and especially those American manufacturers that established their dealer networks early in the 20th century. It's so important to have dealers out in the small communities, and we talked a little bit about it last week. Where one of the things my grandfather really felt strongly about was that the roads were built for the cars, that the cars weren't built for the roads. The roads weren't even here back then, really, in the beginning, especially in Oklahoma in the 20s and 30s when they got going. When we came to Bartlesville in the 40s, it was still, getting from Tulsa to Bartlesville was a huge challenge. And really didn't get fixed until the 70s when the highway was built, and he had a major role in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
All great things.
One of the things we try to do some point every program is take a moment to celebrate the heritage, the family traditions that is Dungus Family of Autos. And
well, we use that name, family, liberally, I suppose, because we really mean it in all the ways you can imagine it. I mean, we're a family business. Our company is like a family. All the employees that work there, this is an extended family. The communities are extended family at this point, we feel like. And, we really try to be involved in as much as we can out there and want to be a part of your lives. And, we do stuff like the 995 oil change and other things to provide value to our customers in the community and separate ourselves from our competition.
Yeah, and I know that you were on here last week talking about your plans for early in May to kind of really do it up, right.
May 5th, I invite people to come out. We'll have a ceremony. We'll have the radio show, of course, the mm-hmm. Car Talk. I plan to have my father, Uncle Bob, hopefully Joe will join us, and Buddy and others from the family in that day. We'll have some reminiscing. After the show, we'll go back to the dealership about 11 o'clock. We'll have a ceremony. Some people from Ford will be there. Really interesting, a guy named Tom Connors will be there, whose father was a Ford rep for us in our region back in the 60s and 70s. So an interesting generational thing at Ford there, too. So I think that's kind of cool.
It is. And celebrating the employees that have been with the dealership for maybe not 75 years, but a good
that would be hard.
Yeah, that would be real hard, but decades anyway.
Well, we have employees that have worked there through the years for decades. And, I've got a few actually in here in the studio with us today that I brought with me, a couple guys that both worked for the dealership over four decades, think I could say. And one of them started a long time ago. Jay Whitwell is here. Hello, Jay.
Welcome. Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Jay started to work at Dungus, I believe, in 1943.
That summer of 1943.
That's right. And also with us is my Uncle Joe Dillon. Joe is still works at Dungus. He's our body shop manager. Done a lot of things through the years, but You started, when did you start?
1972.
So a long time, four decades also, so really exciting. Tell me a little bit, Jay, back in the 40s when you got going, what was it like? When you first went to work at Dudge's, what did you do?
Well, the first summer, I was in the body man, and we had a school bus that wrecked, and we fixed our school bus up.
All right. How long did that take?
Well, all summer.
All summer.
In fact, that's the only job I remember of having that summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the next summer, I was a mechanic on the line. And then that fall, I went in the Navy. And I was in there a little over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Dungey's told me before I left, when you get out of the Navy, you come back, you've got a job. And Navy tried to get me to re-enlist, and I wouldn't do it. I thought, I got a job, I'm going back home. I'm going to stay with. Bill's the only one I ever worked for. He's the only one I never even tried anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He always was nice to me. He treated me nice. He took care of me, just like a son.
When you first met him, what do you remember about him?
Well, of course, we was all young then, so,
right.
So we had our offices downstairs then, down on Osage.
Right.
And he'd come in and we'd talk. And back then we had gasoline stamps. And of course, I drove from Chelsea over every time. And I think he wasn't there 5 minutes and he handed me a handful of stamps. He said, here, you can buy all the gas you want. So
up to get back and forth, yeah,
and get back and forth. So,
all right,
I did. He, but like I said, he's always took care of me.
Yeah, good guy. Joe, tell us a little about what you've done at the dealership through the years. I know you've done lots of different things, and you know, but when you first started, you were you'd been a policeman around Bartlesville before, but what got you into the car business?
Actually, Mr. Dundas just came to me and said he wanted me to come to work for him, and met him at the dealership at 6:30 one morning, and met JP's older brother, Cecil, who worked for us for 45 years,
also
50
over
years.
4 decades.
Started in 41.
And said, Cecil, here's your new helper, and we visited for a while, then Cecil had me dust out all the parts bins.
He said, exciting.
Opened up the part and look at it and look at the part and never remember it. And that was my beginning. Then I went from parts to service and then the service to sales and sales, then back to body shop.
Yeah.
And that's body where shop I've been
for
forever.
A long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Great. Excellent stuff. You know, just back through the years, anything stand out that you remember? Different times, things happen.
We did more after work. Well, summertime we always baled hay.
Right. Well, that's another thing that you'll learn if you talk to about my grandfather back in the days. Is he was really active and did all kinds of things.
Jay
was involved in helping him in many of his endeavors.
And we would after work, he would go out over the afternoon and mow with his swaffer. Of course, we had several acres to mow. And then when I got off work, well, then I'd go up and get on there, and he'd come back to town then, so.
Uh-huh.
And I'd mow it dark.
Oh, you would, okay.
And we'd have enough down for the guys the next day to bail.
Right.
And we just.
So that started back time ago. I mean, because I remember that when I was a kid. In high school, I'd come up in the summers, and we'd be involved in that routine and go bail, get the bales and haul them, and then. But I remember him going in the afternoons the day before and doing the mowing and chasing the rabbits out and stuff.
Oh, yeah. We had baled a lot of hay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come out with the round bales
back
then. And I made him a forklift that fit on the back of his tractor. So he could go in and pick them bales up and scoop them and take them to the barn and dump them.
And we were talking a little bit about the ranch and the barn. The barn is a great story, isn't it? The building of the barn. A lot of people may remember, if you were involved in Bartlesville back in the day, you know, my grandfather had a lot of parties out at the ranch.
And,
you know,
parties.
For the baseball team, the church group, the Methodist church he was not real involved in, political stuff and dealership stuff, all kinds of things.
And I always had to be there.
You always were. I remember you being around.
I did the meat cutting. After we'd cut, we'd sit there and. But the big barn, though, even had the basketball court. See, it's
that's
full
right.
size.
It is. There's a full size basketball court.
Now, Perry Sellins built it.
That's right, and Perry built it, and great guy, and another longtime friend of ours.
But. I bought my first Ford in 47.
47?
Bought it right off the floor. And I've had Ford's only one. Ford's the only thing I've ever owned. Well, besides Lincoln. But anyway,
that's almost Ford's. A Ford.
About every 2 years, I'd get a new one.
No,
I've got one now.
I got one now, that's right.
I've got a 2015 now.
F-150.
And,
right?
And I'll be, this year, hopefully, I'll be 90 years old.
That's great.
And I'm going to buy a new one.
Buy a new truck. Well, we've got a great new truck. Have you seen the new 2016, the all-aluminum F-150?
Yeah, I've seen it, but it'll be, I won't be 90 till November.
All right.
And when I get 90, I'm going to buy, this will probably be my last one. I can't make it much longer.
I don't know. You look pretty spry to me.
Good health. I don't take any medicine. I just work every day.
Well, that's right.
I mean, I'm gardening and mowing, and I've got 2 acres over there I have to take care of. So.
Awesome.
Sun comes up, I'm up. Sun goes down, I'm down.
That's great to see you in great health and all these years.
Was there one part of the job for you that just you said it really wasn't work, it was just fun?
It was all fun. I enjoyed it all. There wasn't a customer ever come in that front door that we didn't greet.
Right.
He was a customer. Dungeon says, take care of him. Whatever the problem. If they have a problem and something's wrong, listen to them. If it's wrong, we'll fix it. And if they're wrong, then they can fix it.
Yeah.
So
it was really important to him to be fair.
No one ever come in that front door that I'd run away from. Mm-hmm. We always met them.
Great.
And we always had repeat customers.
Another thing that has been around all these years is the baseball team, of course, and the sponsorship and all the, you know, other ways that he supported and really liked to help youth develop. Do you remember anything specific about the baseball stories and what happened?
I wasn't in that too much with him at all. Of course, I went to a few games all with him, but We'd leave the hay field though, and he'd always come down to the YMCA, and we'd go in and take a steam shower.
Yeah,
and
he loved that, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. And then we'd go out to Murphy's and have a big steak.
Yep. Well, we ate at Murphy's a lot, didn't we? Mr. Murphy was a good friend of his. Well, that's excellent. So, the time has flown. We were talking about that the other day. I mean, it doesn't seem like 75 years, does it? I mean, it's been 70.
I've enjoyed it.
Two or three since you started. That's amazing.
Like I say, he always took care of me anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you so much for all that you did for us through the years.
Much,
and, you know, I think it's.
Like I say, Bill told me a long time ago, said, we used to go to meetings and all quite a bit. And he said, if you're talking all the time, you don't learn anything. You learn by listening, asking questions, and reading.
Yeah. Prominent customers that you serviced, I'm sure there were some important community members and people around the area.
There would be records of them, but of course, Phillips and all was, City Service, Sinclair and all was here, and they all drove Fords.
You know, Kurland and all the old basketball players, many of them were customers and friends of his.
That's right.
Anybody else come to mind you had dealings with?
I had to stop.
Hard to remember.
But I've enjoyed it, Joe. And if I had to do over, I'd do it again.
Let's move forward a little bit, but like bring it into the 70s here. You know, you remember that period when we finally left downtown. I mean, they started to move out to where we are now on Highway 75. What do you guys remember about that? I mean, that was a big thing for him. I know
it was a big thing. We did it ourselves.
Right.
The parts department moved the parts department, sales moved the sales, so we all did it ourselves. We all worked together as a team. And don't want to burst JP's bubble, but he wasn't really special. Mr. Dundas took care of everybody
right.
That way. Every morning, he would, before daylight, most people, normal people got up, he'd go to the post office, go to Second Street Bakery, and get these big old greasy cinnamon rolls and bring them around. If you weren't at your desk, he would just pull your papers over and put it right in the middle of your desk. And then he'd come back later and said, get your cinnamon roll, just to make sure you got it. And then summertime, he'd run by the flea markets or the truck sitting beside the highway and bring in a load of watermelons. And says, here, feed these guys watermelons for the day.
Uh-huh.
And he'd leave. He never wanted credit for anything, but he just wanted to take care of the people.
Yeah.
Saturdays, he'd come out and, how many people you got working? You tell him, and he'd run to Murphy's and get a big old sack of hamburgers and fries, come back and feed
them,
and just took care of them. He really knew how to take care of people.
Yeah. No, he was...
That's the reason he had all the longevity employees, 50 years, 50 years. So many people were 50 years.
So many people. Yeah, it's a great story. And you know, thinking about the business today, even, it's so critical. The people that work in the business are what the business is. And he was right on with that. I mean, his focus on the people was what it's all about, and why we're probably still here.
Right. If your employees are happy, your customers are happy.
That's right.
And that was one of his philosophies, and he took care of both.
Yeah,
he was a super, super good guy.
So we got moved in there, and you know, that was also a real exciting time politically for him. I mean, he became NADA chairman right after that, and that was a big deal to him, I know, and culmination of many years of work. And then we got the Lincoln brand in the 80s.
Just one time we were Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, Toyota, Isuzu, Jeep, and Renault. Hope I didn't forget any.
Isn't that crazy?
It was crazy.
What year was that, do you think? When was that? 70s?
78, 9, somewhere, maybe 80. I don't
know. Yeah.
We got the Toyota dealership.
Toyota was 1968.
Yeah,
68. We're now the oldest in the state. There's nobody that had it longer. And you only have the newest building. Great new building. If you haven't seen it, folks, come on out and take a look at it. You know, we do have some anniversary specials going on.
Really?
So maybe you talk a little bit of car business here while we can. I know you guys won't be insulted by that. Well, you still like to sell cars, don't you, JP?
And then sooner or later, I know the process takes seemingly forever, but the lead certification is still coming back on that new.
Oh, yeah. I have had some exchange with the lead certification people lately. They're asking just a few more questions about what we've done. We're getting closer.
Okay.
You know, the questions coming back from them indicate that we're progressing in the process. I really don't understand why it takes so long. But
it's kind of like waiting for a government grant. It just takes a long time.
It is like that. But we've got a lot of great deals going on right now because of the anniversary. You know, on the Toyota side, even though it's a Ford anniversary, we have a lot of specials for Toyota also. And we've talked lately a lot about the great leasing opportunities that are out there, and Toyota's really got some incentives that make those leases outstanding. Lease is a really smart way to buy if you plan to trade vehicles every few years. Mm-hmm. It's a way to keep yourself from getting in a situation where you don't have equity in the vehicle, and allows you to really buy half the car and only use the pay for the part that you use.
Right.
So we've got a special going right now where you can buy get a Camry or a RAV4 for $179 a month on a 36-month lease. So that's a really great payment.
Wait, talk about affordable payments for nearly anybody.
That's right. And on the Camry right now, you get a minimum of $2,700 off. That includes all the Toyota rebates, but up $2,700 to $3,800 off every Camry on the lot. So great value on the Toyota side. On the Ford side, we've got some similar discounts, really. On a Ford Fusion, we've got over $5,000 off. On a Ford Escape, we've got over $4,000 off. And on the F-150, we've got $10,000 off. And on a 16, we've got $8,600 off. And these are all well-equipped, nice vehicles like people want to buy. They're mm-hmm. not stripped out ad units. These are the ones with all the equipment. You know, they're super cab trucks, 4x4, with all this stuff. So it's they're great deals. If you're in the market for a car, come on out and we'll show you around.
And you keep track of the options that people like to buy, and those are the ones that you typically reorder, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so complicated when you think about the millions of choices and trim level color options that are out there on a product like F-150. You know, there are 6 different trim levels, if I'm not mistaken. Plus, then you've got transmission and engine switches, and then you've got all the options, colors, and different features and things. So there's about 13 million different variations of the F-150 that can be built. But there's only probably about 25 that are really common. And, you know, so, you know, and maybe if you add all the colors to that, you get up to 250 or so that are the most common vehicles. And, you know, so those are the ones you want to stock. We mm-hmm. do analyze that a lot, use, you know, and that changes. In some regions, it'll be different. So we look at what sells here and in our region, and we make great effort to have in stock what you want.
And so then that makes the choice easier. Not that you aren't, because I know you're very willing to find the vehicle somebody is looking for. But if it's already sitting over there, it's the blue one, then
that makes it easier. Yeah. You know, and people want to see what they're going to buy, obviously. But at the same time, like you said, we can go out. We've got a wide network all over the country. We go and get vehicles. As I was leaving the dealership, one of our guys, Rich, was headed to Houston to get a vehicle. So it happens every day. We go all over the country to find the vehicle you need and want.
And then service after the sale, because you are the home of the 995 oil change, tires for life, the low price tire and brake guarantee, and then you get the professional people like Joe and his staff in there to take care of whatever falls from the sky.
Well,
literally.
Hopefully it doesn't land on you, but when it does, we're there for you. I mean, certainly things like the 995 oil change are great values and things that you're just not going to beat anywhere else, and we do that really to provide value to you as our customer. We want you to come back and get your service done at the dealership.
When people are buying that work vehicle, F-150, 250, 350, whatever it is, but that you know they're going to, you know, take it out and put the family in it too. You're,
right.
You're meeting two needs at the same time. That's got to complicate your process for finding the right options for people.
Well, you know what it is we've got to listen, right? We got to listen to our customers. We have to find out how you're going to use it. I mean, that's so much of the, you know, the truthfully, when the customer comes in, a lot of times they're a little defensive about the process of buying a car, dealing with a salesman that professionally sells cars, you know, is intimidating perhaps. The internet gives you lots of information, but at the same time, you really can't make a decision until you get there and can do that. So our salesmen are trained to really consult with you on that very stuff, to ask the questions and listen to you, find out what you're going to use the vehicle for, how you need it, and really make sure that you get a vehicle that's going to work for you.
And then you come back and you survey the customer, and you know, I know that I get even emails, you know, saying, I know you were in for an oil change the other day, you know, any the service you were looking for?
We try to follow up with everybody after every interaction and make sure that we got everything done. And, you know, I do that personally as much as I can on every car sale, and then we do that on all services, every oil change. We try to follow up with you, and the manufacturers do that too. Hopefully we don't do it too much, but the truth is we really want to know if we did well or if we didn't, you know, what we did wrong so we can make it better.
Yeah. Do you ever find yourself in a situation near the end of the month when you've got a customer that's buying model whatever it is, and I know Ford doesn't always tell you what the incentives are, but sometimes in the back of your mind you say, you know, yeah, I'm glad you're buying it today, but if you just wait 3 more days you get a better deal.
You know, you'd think that would happen some more, but the truth is we don't know what's going to happen in a few days. They draw the line, they say they're going to change it. We don't know what's going to happen the next day. People may think we do, but they don't tell us. And they don't tell us for a good reason, because it would make it hard for us to do that. And, you know, truthfully, you know, the rebates, incentives, like interest rates and all that are great. They add great value. You know, the real value, you know, those things fluctuate and change, but the real value in the purchase really comes down to the dealership, to the discount you get on the vehicle. Because there's lots of ways to get a great interest rate and a good deal. And it's that consulting with you and making sure you get the right deal that's really important.
Sounds like a great deal. Mm-hmm. Repeat customers. I know we were talking here with the staff that you're bringing in today. That both of them mentioned, you know, people coming back, second, third, fourth, fifth purchase. Yeah. That's something, those stories that I know you have to hear. I bought a car 15 years ago. I was treated well. Those type of stories.
Well, they're really amazing. After 75 years and hearing the stories like Jay and Joe tell, you know, and I hear it. I mean, we have people all the time come up to me and say, you know, I bought lots of cars here. Many more than five or six. Some people, I mean, Jay, for instance, has bought a lot. And lots of customers, you know, dozens really, through whole families. That's such an honor that they give us that trust to keep coming back. And, you know, I know we have to earn it and every time. And that's really important that we do that. That, you know, I think that's what builds the business. That's what makes it possible for us to do what we do, is the repeat business. Mm-hmm. You can yell and scream on TV and try to get customers to come in, but that's really, you know, the deal of the day type thing. Yeah. And I don't really buy that. The truth is, you know, it's about relationships and taking care of customers, Jay said.
And when we're doing this in a couple of weeks and we're out at the dealership and celebrating 75 years, I really hope that people will come out and tell their car story.
We'll make sure there's a few there to do it, but it would be neat if people from the community would come out and really share that with us if they have any. I'd love to do that. We had a testimonial day a few years ago where we invited some people in. As we just had the staff called the people they liked and that they knew liked us, and we got them in and on video. And, you know, I thought they might come in, a few might come in, and we'd do it for a couple hours or something. But they came in all day. We had to set up extra cameras to get people to record. It was amazing. I was one of my best days in the car business to hear those stories. You know, because I do hear about the problems, and that's part of life. That's being a manager of a business. But at the same time, you know, when you hear the good things, and you hear about, you know, and people just don't stop, and they keep coming in, that's very heartening, and you know, makes me proud to be sitting here 75 years later, third generation, trying to continue in his footsteps and follow the path he laid for us.
You know, it's a testament to the history of the dealership, 75 years, and every employee, full-time, part-time, worked for you for decades or worked for you for 6 months. You know,
or worked for us in the future. You know, people like Jay and Joe, and I want to give them a chance just to say goodbye. But, you know, you guys are the ones that made it happen all these years. And, you know, when he went out into the shop and said, "Hey, Jay, I need you," and pulled you out, you know, that was... It was great days, and I thank you for coming in.
I've enjoyed it all, though. It's been fun.
Well, I really do appreciate you coming in and taking time to to remember that with us, and so thank you for your all you did.
Glad to be
through
here.
The years. And Joe, you too, thanks for coming in. And
thanks for having me, Brad. I'm not as spry as I used to be, but I'm not going anywhere yet.
We don't want you to.
I'm trying to set the record.
Very glad that Jay still comes around and sees everybody and gets to know the new people in the dealership. I think that adds so much to our dealership that you do come around and see us. And so thank you. So I guess we'll pick this up again in a few weeks.
And I'm sure that every new employee gets to meet Jay fairly soon. Is that part of the new employee process?
It's not really part of the orientation program officially, but he has a reputation for showing up and introducing himself to people, and he does, and it's great, and he finds a way to meet, I think, most of the important people. I don't even know about it a lot of the time. I hear about it from them.
It's just nice, I think, for the new hires to get that touch of this is the history, this is the tradition, this is where we've been.
Well, I try, to touch those people, and explain to them what they're in there, because they're in a bigger thing than just that moment when they're hired. They're in the bar of something that started a long time ago and hopefully is going to go on for a long time, and the opportunity is there, like Jay and Joe, to do something special with the company and your life, but it's a win-win situation you got to develop, and it doesn't work so well with everybody, but we sure try to find the people the great people that want to be there, like I say always, that want to do the right thing, that every day do and work with other people that want to do the right thing and like to work with people. That's really all it takes to be successful in our business.
Dunter'sChoice.com. Check it out online. We will buy your car. We didn't even talk about it. We're serving you as their priority. This is